Interview 3.
Norman is a former journalist who's become the guru of the anti-Walmart movement. He founded a newsletter called Sprawl Busters Alert. He's been invited to preach the anti-Walmart gospel in dozens of towns ever since his campaign defeated the retailing giant in his hometown of Greenfield, Massachusetts, almost 2 years ago. He says when Walmart came a-calling, it was anything but friendly.
All of a sudden, there was this huge 300-pound gorilla sitting on my sofa, you know, smoking a cigarette and kicking my cat and saying, we want to be in your community on our terms. So
it's also the land of free enterprise. And anybody can be as big as he wants as long as people make the cash registering enough times to make them.
That's not true. There's a six-letter word called zoning. And what it says is that, for example, you can't come into some communities and build a 50-story monument to yourself. So my attitude is, if many towns say you can't go up 50 stories, why do we allow them to go sideways 50 stories?
And that's how Al Norman teaches groups to defeat Walmart on zoning issues. Not everyone buys his gospel. Many look forward to having a Walmart nearby.
While this type of store may not meet the expectations of some, my hope is that this rezoning will spur more and better shopping opportunities.
That's what Walmart says, that most communities benefit because its stores draw customers from a larger area, creating more business for everyone. That Walmart is small town friendly. Those folks who can't compete should find something else to do. That's what Walmart's executive vice president, Tom C., believes.